Unless you're the music director tonight.
Sunday Meditation, September 16th, 2001. The question today, Quo, as I'm sure you already know, concerns the recent acts of terrorism that have come to the United States. Many people have died. Much property has been destroyed. There's a great deal of talk now about retribution, about war, and a lot of fear, a lot of anger, a lot of confusion. And we're wondering what this situation looks like from Quo's point of view. We are told that this world is an illusion. It's a place where we come to learn to love. From our point of view right here, right now, it's a very difficult place to learn how to love. We're wondering what Quo can add to our knowledge of what exactly has occurred, what does it mean to us in the spiritual sense, and what can we as individuals do to help the situation.
We are those known to you as the principle of Akua. Greetings, love, and light. To you each. The light and the love of the infinite creator and the infinite unity of all it is. We thank each of you for joining our group this afternoon. We thank you for calling to us with your thirst for truth. We thank you for the sacrifice of your time and your attention. We thank you for a great privilege, for it is a great privilege to be allowed to share our thoughts with you. It has been asked of us this day that we tell you what our point of view is upon the events taking place in your earth world at this time. May we say, first of all, that we greatly appreciated the comments that were made in the sharing of thoughts and reflections that preceded this meditation. We are aware to some extent of the distress and the discomfort of the normal tenor of life. Your people's have greatly suffered. And it is a particular kind of suffering which is not only the suffering of a particular nation, but the suffering which goes beyond your nation states and into the overriding ethos of your culture. What it looks like to us is somewhat different because we see in a wider range of things that are visible We are not limited by physical limitations in what we see, what we hear, shall we say, what we are aware of. But rather are limited only by our distortions, which to us is limit enough. Because of being able to see into the finer planes of your planet's ongoing and developing nature and essence, we are able to report both that there is genuine suffering going on within your earth world in the finer planes, and that there is at this time, as this instrument and as the one known as Steve has mentioned, a tremendous outpouring of love, light, and energy to express our point of view is to ask all of you to come from a standpoint of looking within the parameters garnered by physical limitations to the realm of concepts. For in the metaphysical creation, which is the counterpart of the physical creation, concepts are that which is, shall we say, real. And form is a matter of choice. Consequently, it is the color and structure of thoughts that creates meaning. It is a creation in which what this instrument would call ideals are geography. And these ideas, these concepts, these thoughts are of an order which your peoples has studied in various ways, as mythology, as religion, as philosophy of a certain kind, always attempting to express truths that are too fine for the physical senses to comprehend. One system which this instrument is somewhat familiar with of studying this creation of concepts is that system which predated the tarot deck as used for divination, and consisted of the 22 archetypal images which this instrument and this group have previously questioned about. One of these images is called in the system offered by those of Ra, the power or the lightning struck power. And it is at this level of meaning that we would look at your planetary situation from a metaphysical point of view. Your planet as an entity, as well as each of you as part of the human family of Earth, is moving through a tremendously transformative period. We speak now not in terms of physical transformation, although physical transformation is to some extent likely. We have no idea to what extent that will be determined by people such as you and the thoughts that they think within your next fairly finite period of time. We speak of the metaphysical aspect of intense transformation. As this planet changes densities, changes the very nature of its core particles, changes the nature of its light, changes the way that light is able to come into the planetary aura or grid of energies. It has been transforming for approximately 2,000 of your years to some extent. It has been beginning to accelerate for your last, say, 200 years to a marked degree. And as each of you is aware, it is profoundly accelerating in exponentially shorter amounts of physical time space as the cusp of transformation is reached. As far as we are aware, that cusp will be reached within the next decade. At that point, your planet will have awakened its fourth density nature that indicates magnetic change, electrical change, change of a profound nature that has already been showing up for some of your years in newly discovered, very quirky sub-density particles. It will continue to be a situation where the finer energies keep showing up for brief periods of time within the physical universe as these transformative processes continue. In this climate of change, the Earth is as vulnerable as a pregnant mother that is giving birth to a child. It is vulnerable in a way that it has not been vulnerable. As entities are always vulnerable in times of change. And from the standpoint of the entity Earth, which this instrument is fond of calling Gaia, it has been given an unending amount of negative emotional catalyst by those entities who are attempting to polarize towards service to self, and by the careless actions of those who are not attempting to polarize in either direction and who occasionally create suffering almost casually. The thoughts entities have habitually thought over a long period of time have created difficulties in the health and the welfare of Gaia. And as the physical parameters of the earth are nudged into change or catapulted into change, and this is your choice, there's the possibility for natural global catastrophe, not simply the catastrophe of mankind against mankind. It has happened frequently enough in other third density graduations where the process of maturation of a species upon a planet was not able to endure through the lessons of love. We are grateful to the one known as Jim who witnessed to the lack of love upon your planet. Truly, no truer words, no truer thought has been spoken than this one. Your people and Gaia desperately need to be loved, to be seen, to be apprehended for the first time as part of the self. Many times we have said in response to your questions about this transformative time that we prefer not to give specific information. For one thing, at best, we would be approximating the largest probability, possibility, vortexes. We would be telling you what is likely to occur, for the future is not fixed. It is liquid. It is a creature of thought, and it will be the fruit of the seeds that you are planting now. It is said in your holy works, others have planted and you have reaped. That which you plant, others shall reap. And this is deeply so. Many are the painful, angry, furious, negative emotions that have been sprayed across this planet by the self to the self. For my friends, that is what the situation truly is. All of you are sparks of one flame. All of you are one thing. You may choose at this time a direction of how to think, and we simply encourage you to focus the mind, the heart, and the commitment upon love. Let us go back to that lightning-struck tower and look at its significance again. Within your next decade or two, this transformation will have taken place. This is the time to acknowledge fully the need to learn the ways of the self, to become more and more familiar with the thoughts of the heart, with an eye to working with these thoughts, to accentuating the tendency towards positivity. Towards compassion, towards tolerance, towards creativity, towards hope and faith. For that which has crashed your tower of the physical world and brought it down is a very literal symbol of an archetypal process. The matrix of the spirit in this tarot system is called the devil. And the lightning struck tower is the potentiator of the spirit. The matrix is called the spirit because those who bring light have always had a bad reputation. Lucifer is one of the names that is most telling that is used for the devil in your culture. The roots of this word mean light bringer. The lie of your metaphysical dynamic is concerned with the value of wisdom and spiritual seeking within third density. Knowledge and wisdom in the spiritual sense can be seen to be highly negative when unlit, unillumined by love. That is why love is learned before wisdom. That is why love must be learned before wisdom. For when wisdom is learned first, it is fair to the taste, and so smooth within the intellectual digestion. And so, handy and useful in the intellectual display of personality and intelligence. That it is often not clear for lifetimes at a time that without love, wisdom is utterly devoid of content. No matter how many fine thoughts roll around inside of an intellectual system, if it does not come into the heart and become grounded by what this instrument would call good works, good living, it will not abide in the sense of being spiritually useful for the evolution and the maturity of the soul. The lightning-struck tower is a kind of signal at this time that great catalyst is now available for the spirit. In the Tarot system, which this instrument is somewhat familiar with, the catalyst of the spirit is hope. You could also call this entity faith. We think you will find that honing the faculties of faith, hope, and love will be an agenda that will keep you profitably busy for the rest of your incarnation, doing what you came to do, serving as you came to serve. We hope you will realize that you have already begun, that you have already done much work. We appreciate the sentiments of the one known as Cindy, who, like so many, feels that she may be the least among the assembled. Each is the least among the assembled, for each is one with all that are assembled. Each has done great work in this lifetime and in previous lifetimes. Each comes to this moment with some sense of awareness that this time is special. And we hope that each of you will believe yourself and will take courage and become ever more faithful, simply in being creatures of light. This is your nature. We do see the inconveniences, the suffering that has occurred. We see the possibilities that continue to open, not simply from this vortex, but others. And we say to you, in the words of the Holy Bible, let not your heart be moved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. You are now those who bear a kind of light to earth. In a way, you are Lucifer now, but you are not evil, nor was Lucifer intending towards evil. Indeed, much in this story is mistold. But archetypically speaking, we see your situation as one that is much more blessed and much more hopeful because of the change in the last 10 years, the last 20 years, the last 30 years. We see an acceleration of the light on this planet as well as an acceleration of the dark. To us, it is very clear that the forces of light are gaining strength. We would, at this time, transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We leave this instrument in love and in light. We are those known to you as the Cool.
I am Quo, and greet each again, in love and in light, through this instrument. We are aware that there are many questions upon the minds yet remaining, and in hopes of speaking to some of these, we would now open this session to those questions. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, I do, and I'm sure that it was probably covered, but I did my usual thing and went away somewhere and didn't hear the whole channel. Every time, anything I read, there's always a balance or a need for balance, up and down, hot and cold, etc. And while I don't use the word evil too often, this would make one think of that word for sure. But this is a thing that is happening. It's on a very big scale. And is this something at this time that is a polarity balancing sort of thing? In other words, we had to, in order to see the good, which would be for us to finally start to pull together as a people everywhere. Do we have to see something so terrible that it's called evil or it's called bad, but it's the opposite polarity of the good that we would try to do if we all would try to pull together? I hope that makes sense.
I am Quo, and am aware of your query, my brother. That this event would be seen and experienced as that which is catastrophic is, as you have correctly surmised, a necessary culmination of those energies which have for many of your millennia been in motion upon your planet. And this present expression of anger and hatred is that which can be seen in one of two ways: as that which demands retribution and a continuation of those energies of which it was born. Or it can be seen as the alarm which rings the alert to those observing that there is something tremendously dislocated, shall we say, in the relationship between the various members of the family of humanity upon your planet, and which needs attention, which needs understanding, which needs love and compassion. So difficult is it to look beneath the surface of events, to see the genesis of such, that most of your peoples do not make this effort. It is far easier to rest upon the simple and quick assessment of things. Thus, this experience of the loss of life and love can be that which ignites many hearts to love, to light, and to service. For each entity upon this planet can be of service in this event, for each has those with whom difficulties have arisen in the daily round of activities. Each experiences this same loss of love, and each has the power within the heart to open in love to those with whom one is in relationship. And each time love is given, instead of hate, instead of confusion, instead of reprimand, instead of ignoring, instead of walking away, then there is the magical transformation that is possible when faith and will work together in each life. Then it is possible that such an event as this great tragedy can bring more of the peoples of this planet into an awareness of the heart of their heart, of that which wishes to be awakened, of that which each took incarnation to awaken. There have been tragedies aplenty throughout the many millennia of human inhabitation of this planet. None before have brought this awareness of the need for love to the consciousness in a strong enough way that there was a general response of love. It may be that this event also does not draw that response. It may be that this event does indeed draw that response. As we have said, the future is liquid. It is determined moment by moment by each of the many billions of entities upon this planet. Each entity can love. Each entity can heal. Each entity can have an effect upon how this scenario plays its course. Is there another query, my brother?
No, thank you very much.
I am Quo, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
I have a question touched on earlier. Could you tell us what role, if any, the the Orion Service to Self group and their agents of influence have had on this issue?
I am Quo, and aware of your query, my brother, and can begin by stating that the influence of those of negative polarity, those of the so-called Orion group, has been great for many thousands of your years upon this planet. Their endeavor to create the concept of the elite has been seeded throughout the many cultures and religions of this planet, so that there is seen by all of the various religions in their narrower, or as it is called upon your planet, a fundamental sense, that there is reason to act as they act. It is for those within all cultures and religions who have the deep desire to truly serve the one Creator in all, that may see beyond and behind the illusion of the elite, the illusion of separation, to that which binds all entities into one. This is the great jest, my friend. To see love where there is little reason to see it. To find unity where separation seems the only logical path. To see a brother or a sister instead of an enemy. It is not easy, my friends. But you did not incarnate with an easy plan for learning and for service. For this is the culmination of your planet's great master cycle of third density evolution. It is at this time that those great swings of power over people can be balanced by love. For people. Is there another query, my brother?
Any particular suggestions on how we may be of service in the situation for others, not only currently, but as more events unfold? To help in the balancing of things.
I am Quo. We are aware of your query, my brother. Our recommendation is to love. When each situation, whether large or small, whether global or familial, or simply pointed toward the self, arises, ask yourself, how can I love? Who can I love? Where can I love? To love is enough, for to love is the reason for which each took incarnation. Is there another query, my brother?
Not for me right now. Thank you.
I am Quo, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
I'd like to follow up on Steve's question. By noting that we've started doing an additional meditation at 9 o'clock at night to balance the one at 9 o'clock in the morning, with a thought that maybe others would like to join in spirit from around our global family, and wondered if you would comment on the efficacy of this response, this way of expressing love, and any other concrete suggestions that you might have for ways that we could come together as a group to make a difference.
I am Quo, and am aware of your query, my sister. We heartily endorse the efforts of joining together in group meditation in order to heal the rupture in the garment, shall we say, of this country, this planet, this family of humans. For to focus upon the inner world of spirit is to take refuge in that which is real. For this world, the one that you inhabit now, the one which suffers mightily, is but an illusion born of the truth of spirit. Here, You are offered the opportunity. May we ask if there is another query at this time?
Carla had mentioned earlier she had many people contacting her more for assurance and that everything is okay. Whether for her or for anyone else, are there any, say, briefer words of wit or wisdom that for those looking for that type of assurances, what would the best response be?
I am cool and aware of your query, my brother. We, again, as we are wont to do in many situations, recommend that each utilize the tool of meditation upon a daily basis, utilizing the opportunity to commune with the one Creator, and to find the strength of that unifying connection that leaves one with the conclusion that truly all are one, and that whatever occurs to a brother or sister occurs to you. So that when one loves those who have not been loved previously, that one is loving all beings, that when one can heal any misunderstanding or wound in a relationship, that one aids to the healing and the loving of this planet and its population. We would recommend to each entity that within the meditative state, one see the ruptures in this planet's beingness. Perhaps you can locate them geographically within your mind. Seeing them as dark and hurting, in pain and confusion. And then beginning to bring the light and the love of the one Creator into the image. See that rupture of hurt and pain lightened by this love, by the one Creator, shining forth through the eyes of all, focusing upon the injury, the hurt, the pain, until it is also as bright as noonday sun. Though one may feel that such an image is a small thing compared to the immensity of the agony in your world today, we can assure you that when your inner world of spirit is illumined by your free will choice with love and light, these thoughts are things more and more, truly so, as your planet moves into fourth density at this time. And this light and love goes where it is needed, and there is healing, and there is hope, and there is a direction that leads each into that unity with each other self upon this planet. The process may not be short, it may not be easy, but it is ever possible. To those who have the faith and the will to persevere, all things are possible when entered into with love, acceptance, compassion, humility, tolerance, and the light touch. These are your allies, my friends, and each other heart in love, joined with you for this great quest which you are upon ever more fully at this time in your planet's history. Is there another query?
No, thanks.
I'd like to ask if the same method can be applied to healing the Earth as you recommend for healing of humanity.
I am qualified. I'm aware of your query, my sister. This is indeed so. This technique of visualization may be used for any kind of healing, whether of the self, of another self, of a people, of a country, of a planet. Wherever there is that which is broken, that which is hurt, that which is injured, healing is possible for mind, for body, for spirit. For the ability to continue where there seems to be little reason. The imagining, the imaging, is that which calls forth from those deeper levels of the subconscious mind the connection with the One Creator, with the Logos of Love, that enables that love to move through your being to wherever it is needed. This is a means, this is a means by which each may avail the self of that ability to open to love, to give love, to direct love, to feel love, to be love. Is there another query, my sister?
If in addition to meditation, is there a particular ritual or anything to be done with crystals, or any recommendation for anything other than or in addition to meditation to aid in the healing process?
I am aware of your query, my sister. There are various aids, shall we say, that one may employ in the persistent meditation. By persistent meditation, we recommend that a time and a place for meditation be set aside on a daily basis, so that when one retires to that place at that time, that these become signals, prompts, if you will, to the subconscious mind that it is time for a working, it is time for healing. If one wishes also to utilize crystals, incense, any type of sensory deprivation, such are means of refining this type of visualization in meditation, and may be utilized as the meditator desires. Each entity will find a slightly different means by which to accomplish this healing meditation. And whatever means rings of truth to the entity is that which we would heartily suggest and encourage. For each entity has come into this incarnation with the ability to do this kind of work, with many abilities that can be brought forth in times of heavy catalyst, shall we say. Each will feel a certain kind of awakening, a certain kind of enlivening of the spirit within, as this kind of daily meditation and visualization is undertaken. For as you retire to the world of spirit, you retire to that which is real, which powers you through this world of illusion. We cannot recommend meditation enough, my friends. For this is your link with the infinite. This is your link with truth. This is your link with love. This is your link with your true self and all other selves on your planet. Is there another query, Messenger?
No, thank you very much.
I am quote. And again, we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
I have one. Is there a particular time of day or a particular time of year that is most conducive to meditation?
I am quote. And I'm aware of your query, my brother. We find that indeed for some who have a great deal of time to meditate, that there are times that are more opportune than others. For some, the dawning hours are most helpful, for they signify the beginning of a new day, a day fresh with opportunity, a day ready to be painted, shall we say, by the heart, by the creative and curious mind, by the passion for living and sharing, for learning and loving. For others, the time nearest the sleep is helpful, for some feel more desire to heal that which has occurred, to experience again the difficulties of the day, that then, as the day ends, there may be an effort to heal them. For some, there is much of strength and empowering that occurs with meditation at the noonday, when the sun is at its zenith, and the light of your day is its strongest and brightest. Thus, you see, there is a great variety of times that may be helpful to each entity. We recommend that each consider for itself its own daily round of activities and their requirements, and to look at those times when one would feel most comfortable and ready to enter into the meditative state and to do work upon consciousness for the whole planet. Regularity of the time chosen is that which is most helpful, whether it be the beginning, the middle, or the end of the day, is really not as important as the time be regular and done each day at the same time. Is there a further query, my brother?
Not for me. Thank you.
I am quote. We thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time? as it appears that we have exhausted the queries for this session of working, we would once again thank each for inviting our presence this day in your seeking, in your circle of working. It is a great honor for us to be here. We may say that we feel the great desire for truth, the desire for hearing, the desire for serving that is present in this circle this day. And we can say to each present that you are not alone. There are many more circles of seeking upon this planet that are shining most brightly at this time. For it is apparent to many more entities upon this planet at this time that there is the need for such healing, for such seeking, and for such serving. Know that you walk with a goodly company of lighted souls who see and seek beyond the illusion, who walk with you each step, and who encourage each of you through their own meditations, their own circles of working. For each of you is like unto the other. Moreover, each of you is the other. And when this truth can be seen and known and felt, experienced and lived in the daily round of activities, more and more fully upon your planet, then will the difficulties that you experience at this time and have for so long in the history of every culture and planet, every culture and country, then will you be able, we correct this instrument, and then will you be more fully able to channel that love and that light in your everyday activities and to heal the wounds that have long festered in the population of each country, in each heart. And then will it be more possible to know the love of the Creator and to see it expressed about one. Know that you are joined by those of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator upon a daily basis, and that when you do meditate or think upon these things, a simple request is all that is necessary for various entities of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the One Creator to join you in your meditations, in your thoughts, in your love, and in your healing. We are known to you as those of Quo. We will take our leave at this time of this instrument and this group, leading each as always in the love and in the light of the One Creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
Well, I think I'll just put one name up in the light today. Those who suffered in this tragedy. Lord, it feels like it's us.
And for the people who perpetrated this thing.
And for those who perpetrated it, right.
And for Mother Earth.
And for Mother Earth. And for the cause of peace. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.